What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is probably gonna be one of the most important videos I have ever done, especially from an Islamic perspective. So let's get right into this video. So as we can see here, guys, we are on, this is Sahih Bukhari. This is one of the authentic sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. It's over here, narrated by Abu Huraira. The Prophet said, "Were it not for Bani Israel, meat would not decay, and were it not for Eve, no woman would ever betray her husband." Let me read that one more time. Narrated by Abu Huraira. The Prophet said, "Were it not for Bani Israel, meat would not decay, and were it not for Eve, no woman would ever betray her husband." Why is this very important, guys? Okay? All women have the gene of betrayal in them. They all have it. Okay? Now, before we continue talking more about this, I'm actually going to read what the Prophet Muhammad said in Arabic, okay? This is what the Prophet Muhammad said in Arabic. Lola Banu Israel Lam Yakhnaz Allahum Walola Hawa Lam Takhun Untha Zawjaha. Alright, so the first part is pretty much, guys, what's being said here is what's being already translated. I'm reading it in Arabic. It's the translation is pretty much spot on, you know. As you guys know, meat spoils. However, if you guys properly take care of meat, like beef jerky, stuff like that, it does not spoil. It's the same thing for women, guys, okay? Women like meat, they will spoil. Just like you have to handle meat with special care, you have to handle women with special care. Why? Because all women have the gene for betrayal in them. Now, what's really sad here, guys, and I'm actually going to link this article here, okay? What's really sad is that these Muslim cowards, and that's what they are, they're cowards, they are actually saying it's okay, and it's ultimately Adam's fault for Eve betraying him. See, this is why Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet, guys. Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet because all the mullahs, all the sheikhs are like, "Oh, baby girl, you're an angel. You can do no wrong. It's always men's fault. You are sin-free." So, I already went over this one before, guys. I really don't want to go over it again because it kind of burns me up. So, but I'm gonna go over it just with you guys. And like I said, I am going to leave the link for this article in here for you guys, okay? All right, so there we go. As for the betrayal of Eve, this does not mean that she committed adultery or intentionally misled her husband. Satan first deceived Eve, who then tempted her husband to disobey Allah by eating from the forbidden tree. This does not mean that she committed adultery or intentionally misled her husband. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Takhun." Takhun in Arabic means betrayal. She knew exactly what she was doing. You see this, guys? Islam says Clearly, she betrayed her husband, yet these Muslim cowards say, well, no. See, this is what I'm telling you guys out there, man. Damn it. I'll get to that later on. That's a video about that fucking scumbag Austin Holman. I really can't believe people are still rocking with Austin Holman. I mean, the guy's a fucking fraudster and he's emotional. He's a narcissist. He probably suffers from Asperger's, but that's not the point of this video. See, this is what drives... Guys, I really hate to say this, but the smart Muslims actually leave Islam. And it's not because Islam is a bad religion. It's because, let me tell you something, man. Real talk. All the non-Muslims I know who became Muslims, they all told me the same thing. The Islam I read is not the Islam I'm seeing practiced. Guys, the worst example of Islam are the people who call themselves Muslim. It says right here, the Prophet Muhammad said she betrayed Adam. And yet this guy is saying, well, you know, she didn't intentionally mislead her husband. Yes, she did. The meaning of betrayal here is not that she committed infidelity, certainly not. Rather, when she inclined to the desire of her soul to eat from the tree and she beautified it for Adam, it was considered a betrayal for him. As for woman who came after her, the betrayer of each woman is on account of her deed. Now, this is actually being written by Ibn Hajar. This is being written by an old school Muslim scholar. I don't know who Ibn Hajar is, but he's probably based. It's probably several hundred years, if not over 1,000 years old. So this is okay right here, you know. We don't know. Maybe she did commit adultery with Satan. We don't know. We do know that jinns... And see, Satan is a jinn, okay? Jinns can actually reproduce with human species. This is why they say there are people out there like Mark Zuckerberg who are lizard people, okay? Jinns can reproduce with human beings. So the question is, did Satan have sexual intercourse with Eve, and therefore Eve had the gene of the evil genes inside of her? This is why we have evil people like George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg, who really do look like alien people. We don't know, okay? So this is what the writers of this website are saying. The sin of Eve was that she gave unto the lower animalistic nature of her soul, which exists within every male or female human being, and she successfully tempted her husband with her desire. For this reason, every woman after her who commits a similar sin is simply following a set pattern by Eve. This is not to say that women are uniquely evil compared to men. Yes, it does. As the story has been interpreted in other religions, on the contrary, this is similar to what occurred with the first son of Adam, Cain, who killed his brother due to jealousy and anger. Every person after him who murders another person is simply following a pattern set by him. Yes, so women are following a pattern set by Eve, and it's evil. Murder is evil. Betrayal is evil. So this is not to say that women are uniquely evil compared to men. I do understand what he's trying to say, but at the same time, he's really trying to sweep things under the rug by saying, yeah, sure, Eve did something wrong and bad, but But here's the deal. How many men murder? How many women cheat? Far more women cheat than men murder, okay? And murder is not something that only men do. Women murder all the time too. I'm just going through this, guys, to find out if the people who wrote this article are still simping or coping. I'm just gonna keep on going until we get to the end of this. Okay, there we go. The story of Adam and Eve and their disobedience to Allah is an archetype for the human race as a whole. Both men and women. It was not only Eve who sinned, they both committed sin, as every human being has the capacity to commit sin. She tempted him. She knew what she was doing. See, this is what blue pillars do, guys. They try to say, well, I know it's kind of her fault, but it really was the man's fault. See, this is why Muslim women are the biggest whores on the face of the planet. It's because of these fucking Muslim cowards who simp for women. Unbelievable, guys. One should also not imagine that the tradition is demeaning to Eve or woman in any way. In fact, some scholars say that she is called Eve because it is linguistically related to life, as she is the mother of all beings. One should also imagine that the tradition is demeaning to Eve or woman. Of course it's demeaning to Eve or woman. They fucking betray their husbands. Of course it should be demeaning. Duh. In fact, some scholars say that she is called Eve, Hawa in Arabic, because it is linguistically related to life, as she is the mother of all human beings. Still, Eve and all other women should be demeaned for being cheaters. Duh. Therefore, Muslims should respect both Adam and Eve because they are quite literally our parents. There they go again, guys. They go to, well, it's a man's fault at the end, right? See, this is what these Muslims are doing what the Jews, what the corrupt, tyrannical, good-for-nothing Jews do. You ask a Jewish rabbi, Shlomo, homosexuality, halal or haram? He will say haram, but they'll make it halal. You know, it's the same thing with these Muslim guys. Eve betrayed her husband. It says so right here. Let me read it in Arabic. Walola Hawa lam takhun uns. Walola Hawa lam takhun untha zawjaha. See, again, if it weren't for Eve betraying her husband, woman would not betray their husbands, okay? It clearly says Eve betrayed her husband. So what these Muslims are doing is that they're saying, yeah, Eve really did betray her husband, but it's the man's fault at the end of the day for, I don't know, not standing up to her, putting her in her place. Well, if he did that, he'd be called a misogynist, right? So At the end of the day, guys, I want you to understand something good and understand it once and for all. Every woman out there has the gene to betray you. My mother has it. My sister has it. Everybody has it, including your mother, your sister, okay? The thing is, just like you have to treat meat so it doesn't spoil on you, you have to treat women so they don't spoil on you. You see, I've said this before and I said this again. The whole point of the patriarchy is to keep women from becoming full Satan worshippers. Today, we don't have the patriarchy anymore. Therefore, women are 100% the property of Satan. So all of you guys out there, you need to understand, women today are property of Satan. There is no let's bring woman back to the table. Women have long left the table and they're not gonna come back. And if they do come back, they want to be in open relationships. They want to still see other men, sleep with other men, do whatever the fuck they wanna do, okay? The only way you guys can control woman is if the woman is suffering, struggling, and sacrificing. You guys need to understand, man, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Misery is good, okay? We are supposed to be miserable human beings. When you're miserable, that's actually good for the vast majority of human beings, okay? Especially woman. When a woman is miserable, the chances of her doing what Eve did, you know, going off and cheating with Satan, you know, YOLO, you only live once, right? That's greatly minimized when, if she cheats, she knows she's not gonna have access to her husband, okay? This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. Back in the day, guys, women didn't cheat. Not so much because they'll get stoned to death for cheating. They didn't cheat because they knew that their husband was simply gonna cut them off, and now all of a sudden these women would actually have to fend for themselves. In today's current world order, not only do women not have to fend for themselves, you know, a woman will go 911 and a man with a gun will show up and shoot you in the back of the head because she said so. In today's current world order, women are given jobs and college degrees simply because of vagina. And even if she does marry you, heck, even if the bitch actually lived with you, she can take half your shit for the rest of your life. You guys remember the Canadian guy who went out on a date with a Canadian woman and they'd every now and then they'd like fucking have a sleepover? Well, guess what? The bitch actually got alimony, child. I don't think she got child support from him because they didn't have children together, but she pretty much got alimony from him, even though legally they were not married, but because they were spending so much time together, the judge was like, yeah, bitch, you deserve alimony. Give this bitch half of what you have for the rest of your life, man. So what does this tell you guys? The fact that women have it so well today, there is no incentive for a woman being obedient to a man. The only way a woman can be obedient to a man is when she has everything to lose. In modern Western civilization, where we are, women have nothing to lose, guys. Everything to a woman is a W. If she wants to go to college, she's given scholarships, she's given college degrees because of vagina. If she wants to go out and work, she is given position as CEO, like the lady who ruined Bud Light, okay? Everything a woman does, just by waking up in the morning, a woman already has taken a W for the day. You know, the average man, when he wakes up in the morning, he has taken an L for the day, and he has to turn that L into a W. A woman wakes up, she already has, oh God, how am I going to sleep already? By a woman waking up in the morning, she already has a W. And even if the bitch fucks it up, she still has a W. You know, how many teachers out there fucking rape 8-year-old boys? And guess what? No jail time. And not only no jail time, even if the fucking 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old boy gets them pregnant, guess what? When he's 18, he's going to be paying her child support. So even when a woman fucks up, she still gets a W. This is what I want every guy listening to this video, especially you Muslim guys out there. You Muslim guys out there need to understand. Your women are the worst woman in the world because of mullahs, sheikhs, like the people who wrote this article, who tell you, yeah, well, she cheated, but she's A-okay, and it's all Adam's fault. The point I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that every woman out there has the gene in her to cheat on her man. Every woman has it, okay? The question is, how will you be able to treat these women? Are you gonna let these women do whatever the F they want? And you guys out there have to keep something in mind, man, okay? If you live in Western civilization, you have no control over women. Let me say that one more time. If you live in Western civilization, you have no control over women. I don't care how alpha you are. I don't care how big your cock is. I don't care if you can walk around town grabbing your junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. In Western civilization, you have zero control over women. This is why I tell you guys, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Go overseas. Go to San Cristobal. Go to Medellin. Go to places where women are struggling, suffering, and sacrificing to survive. So when you come in and you're like, hey baby girl, I'm the only guy who's gonna be sticking his dick in your pussy, you wanna live the high life, you be my girl and only my girl, you cheat on me, bara bing bara boom, it's over, okay? This is how you guys out there need to treat women. This is how women were kept in line for 5,000 years, okay? Throughout human history, okay, if a woman cheated on a man, it's over, okay? Today, a woman cheats on a man, and she can do whatever the F she wants, and she'll be rewarded. But throughout human history, if a woman cheated on her man, it was over for her. This is what you guys out there need to fucking understand. You need to live in a society where a woman, if she cheated on you, it's gonna be GG. It's gonna be a good game for her, okay? GG, which stands for good game, is like a nice way of saying it's over for you. So, before I continue rambling on any more than I have to, and I think I said my piece again, this is probably one of the most important videos I've ever done in my life, because I just showed you undeniable proof from Islam right in front of your eyes that women betray their men because of Eve. Every woman on the face of the planet has the gene to betray her man. Alright guys, that's my video for you for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.